This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, this is Brendan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Seko Mapanga, the sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craigo 6. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boiler Seko, Candace, Craigo 6. Urban Culture Drive.
What if you were told you were going to live to 200 years old, Job? What if?
Yo, I'd go get as much loans as possible. And fuck shit up.
Just pay it off as you go,
Tell them we'll die, you'll get it.
Well, as Sanlam turns 100, they're looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science. Featuring the voices of Nampita Mpumlwana and Tapelo Mukwena, it's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen more or find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yes. Like we said, guys, you all still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive with
forever.
Your boy, RJ the Voice.
RJ the Voice.
And your girl, CC. We should actually be CC.
No, but Candace, CC, there's already a CC.
But you are very.
I don't want to be confused with CC from. Do you remember?
C squared.
Totes. That sounds good.
Right?
That's with your girl, C squared.
Yeah.
But that sounds very. Very gangsterish, you know.
Yeah, that's.
That's pretty much me. Konje. Konje, I'm a whole thug.
You thug like that. Yeah, man.
Let's
as
hope
promised,
it sticks.
Guys, do keep in touch with us on all socials.
Yeah, bo.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, hashtag Urban Culture Drive. And yeah, we'll communicate with you too. As I said earlier, when we got a jam packed show today, we just spoke to in the past hour, Dr.
John Bernard.
And
Ponso.
I don't know if it's Miss or Mrs. I forgot to ask.
Either way. You know that it applies. It's just wrong if you switch the other way. Yeah, so if you Mrs. me,
yeah,
you're wrong. Okay. But you can miss and Mrs. a married person.
Okay.
Obviously, the ideal thing is to Mrs. a married woman.
You
but
see, model school is versus...
Not even
Project education.
It's not even like that.
It's project education. Anyway, guys, we've got some cool dudes in studio today.
What's up?
Young niggas.
Yeah.
Young fam. Young blood. Okay, let's start with... You, my good sir, introduce yourself to the people. You're the reason we're here today.
Of course.
Speak.
You speaking to our smalls. Everybody from K1 knows who Smalls is.
Hey. Oh, it's a K1 nigga.
K1.
Yeah. Another one. Another one. Yeah, Smalls. Continue.
Yeah, I'm just here to, you know, let the people know who I am, what I'm about, what I'm living for.
Yeah.
And yeah, pretty much.
That's a pretty deep, that what a heavy package to
yeah,
give people.
I mean,
for such a person who looks so young.
Yes.
How old are you guys?
Are you guys like 12 years old?
Oh, you play with me, right?
I'm joking. I'm joking. You guys just look super
but
young.
But you definitely need an ID to get into a club.
Of course, yeah.
Yes. So you young.
Ish. You can say that. But yeah, I'm 22. I'm 22 years old.
You're fine. No, actually.
But
no,
he's still young. He's pretty young.
Yeah, he can get in there to rap.
Yeah.
Not to do other things. You're not allowed yet. Young nigga doing big things.
Yeah.
And you, my brother?
I'm Finch Ford.
Finch?
Finch Ford.
And then Finch.
Finch Ford.
Finch
Ford.
Ford.
Finch Ford.
Okay.
Do you want to spell that? Sorry, I don't think I'm getting it.
F-I-N-C-H.
Okay, yeah. Finch, like Finch. A bird.
Yeah.
Finch.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then Ford is in Ford Kruger.
Oh, Finch, yeah. Ford.
Ford Kruger.
What's fire. Your real name, though?
My real name is Tuto.
Tuto. Yeah. Okay, cool. Got you, Tuto.
Thing is, people identify as Finch Ford more, you
yeah,
know?
AKA.
Got you,
yeah,
got you, yeah, got
yeah,
you.
Nobody calls AKA Keenan.
Hey.
Unless they've slept with
unless
him.
Unless you want to get smacked.
Unless you smashed him.
He won't smack your ass. Okay, Mr. Yeah, Tuto Finch Ford, how does that, before you even go further,
yeah.
Explain the name.
Came about 4 years ago. I was living in Centurion.
Yeah. I'm a Centurion girl too.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Shout out to everyone in Centurion.
Shout out to C-Town one time.
Hey, C-Town.
Yeah, your town.
Yeah. So, I was still living in Centurion. We had a fashion blog and we just came up with some silly nicknames, yeah, to put it such, yeah, and then I just decided on Finch. I liked Finch from American Pie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, hey, yeah, that's a cool dude, you know. And
you should have went with Stifler.
Stifler was
Stifler was kind of cool.
Wait, no, Stifler was taken by my other friend, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Finch did the most, you know.
Your guys were high.
By the side.
Your guys were high when you came with those names.
Probably. I'm on radio.
Yeah, it's scripted, Baba.
I was high as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any way makes sense.
Yeah, but I'm here with my boy. I'm actually his manager, manager. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're under the company Naughty Fish Records.
Okay, and dope.
Yeah, so I'm just here to make sure that everything goes well and support.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me tell you right now, everything is not going to go well.
Nothing is going to go well in
this
field.
It's going to be a mess.
I don't know if you guys have heard about Urban Culture Drive. Guys, we are not your average little radio
show. I'm
going to
ask you, who's your mom and dad? What you do for a living?
And what inspires you? No one cares about that.
We are playing. You came to the chair, Baba.
No problem.
This is a different kind of ball game. Boo!
We came prepared.
I hope
Guns blazing.
I hope so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Small.
So, it's really not about Mr. Finch over here.
No.
Not Mr. Manager.
It's not about the manager. It's about
the talent.
Small. So I'm going to ask you this, and I'm sure you've heard this before, and we've touched on it.
Yeah.
Does Small, is Smalls, the name Smalls, a play off
something?
The size of your penis?
or your shoes?
Hell no.
Or your woman?
No. It's not a thing like that, but I actually took it, I took the name from... was like a captain in the 18th century.
Okay.
Who was like a captain, and then he freed his slaves, black slaves, of course.
Oh, wow.
He freed his people.
So he was a black captain?
Black captain. His full name was Robert Smalls. Oh.
So they had black captains during slavery?
Back in the day.
Yeah. He was like a second class.
Okay,
captain.
Got you.
One of those who got adopted to say, you're my servant.
Yeah.
Type thing. But you'll be the, yes, essentially.
Yeah, so I took the name from him because I'm trying to, you know, free my people from financial, you know, problems,
like,
and all the bull that comes with the hardships of being black. Yeah.
I like that.
And
like
you do that through
my
the
music,
song, right?
Yeah.
Explain Drive. We just played it. What is it about? What
I like the track, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
dope,
you very much.
Dope.
Drive was actually inspired by a car, actually.
Yeah.
Lamborghini.
Okay.
So I took, like, it's like a wordplay.
Okay.
It's like the drive I have. Like
the internal drive.
The motivation and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I took that and made it a song. You know, you can hear when
clever
the song starts.
Words, yeah.
You can hear when the song starts. Say, sick dose when I pull up.
Yeah.
It's like a drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what's the message behind it, though? Like, what are you trying to tell the people? Are you saying
he's deep like that? He's deep like that. So he's going to ask,
are you saying you're a Lamborghini? But now it contradicts.
No, it doesn't, actually.
To free your people.
You're trying. Listen to me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to understand. Make me understand.
It's like a car. You know, a car drives.
Yeah.
And then a Lamborghini is fast, right?
Yeah. So
and
your drive is so much that it keeps on
and
making you move faster and faster.
Exactly.
And reaching more goals and quicker. Okay, you see now.
Yeah.
Explanation.
Thank you.
Thank you, my good sir. Deserve this. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Dope beats. And nice lyrics from young. I'm like, you know what? I always hate on millennials, right? I believe everybody and anyone.
But you're a millennial, by the way.
No, you know my definition of millennial.
He. Okay.
I'm a 90s. Me, I was born before apartheid and the chief.
You're still
so
a millennial.
Still bound to just. I've got the remnants.
Have.
Yeah, just there.
Yes.
So everyone after 94, I consider millennial. That's my definition.
That's bone freeze.
Yeah, but I'm a bone freak, I'm a millennial. Yeah, nonetheless. So, like, it's amazing because all the young people nowadays are the ones who are shaping the direction we're going in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Smalls, you got your Brandon Leos, you got mm-hmm. your Nesties, you got your Chicanas, you got your Shomad Rosies. Okay, but Shomad Rosies, I think, is my age. You got your
Gemini Major. I didn't know he's
Gemini
so young.
Gemini Major, you got your Tweezies, you got your fucking dude. You got yeah. young niggas doing big things and mm-hmm. leading the way.
Yeah. yeah.
And I feel that's dope. I feel like I need to commend guys like you.
Thank you.
Doing the music that you do in the industry that you do it in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's not easy. It's difficult, and to be even signed and have management.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also commend like young managers getting yeah. into the game at a young age and seeing what it is about.
Mm-hmm.
And also props to you guys. You. But now I want to understand, how do you survive considering the harshness and the hardships of the game, being such a new entrant? How has it been mm-hmm. like? Are you getting poked? How are you surviving? How are you making sure that this passion that you want to spew to the people, you are still able to do it?
Okay, let me just break it down for you.
Yeah.
Last year, I was like working for a company. I was like an employee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Until I decided that what I was doing was not for me. So this year...
What were you doing?
Yeah, like, for interest sake, what were you doing?
I was in IT.
Okay.
I don't know why that came up, but I thought that when you said you were working. Okay.
Yeah, so I decided, like, it came to me as an epiphany, like, nah, this is not for me. So this year, I took a decision that I'm going to put all my energy into the music.
So had you been doing music?
Yeah, I started all music along? In grade 7.
Okay.
Back when I was like doing house beats and
whatnot. My work raps.
Yeah.
I love my heart because it's purple. Yeah. And purple is.
It was not real. Like,
yeah. It was that.
So this year, this was the actual year that I took this serious.
Yeah.
Decided that I was gonna, you know, do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And so how did the link up happen with the management company, or is it your own management company?
No, he's actually my friend.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying the company that you are representing.
Yeah. They're all my friends.
It's his company.
Yeah.
So it's nepotism.
So you are all, yeah, I mean, your rise.
You gotta plug your niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Your rise creates his rise.
Exactly.
So Leona, I should assume the company is fairly new.
Yeah.
Or fairly
yeah.
young. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, it's black owned 100%, and yeah, it's young individuals. We've got a team, and it came about because we were all hanging out in studio and we decided to identify what our strengths are.
Yeah.
So I'm a people's person and gap hop, you know, and I know a lot of people. So I was like, you know what, let me just take the management route.
I'll be the plug. Then,
yeah, I'll be the plug. And let me capitalize that. For me, it's not much of work. It's something I enjoy doing, you know. And I'm enjoying the learning experience as well. And it's such a beaut managing someone with so much talent. It becomes easier, you know.
But managers are supposed to say that.
No, but also
I genuinely
I sense the genuinity of what he's saying.
Smalls is a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop some lines for us. Let's see how beast.
Give us a young 16.
Young 4.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Okay.
On this beat. Let me.
Hey.
They call me Biggie in my hood and I don't blame them. I amputated niggas, break a leg and so I break them. Vicinity got crackhead, so I open doors for me. Out in Hollywood, I'm trying to get them nicer things for me. Nightlife, flashing lights, camera action, that's a vibe. Everybody living nice and for my niggas, I oblige. I'm forever rolling dice and to be real, I pay the price. On my knees, then pray to Christ. Feeling empty, do it twice. Watch your back and block the knife. Happy endings, Bonnie Clyde. If I fall, I resurrect and shake it off and keep on trying. Anyway, them bigger things live up in Hollywood. Round this place, you say the wrong things. Niggas probably shoot. Do it till they notice, never quit. And that's the attitude. Michael Jackson with the ladies catalog.
Hey!
I mean,
nigga,
come on.
He just gave us a Billboard number one hit. That wasn't even a 16. That was a Billboard number one
what
hit.
Sway, whoever's listening to you right now. What is it, Sway on air or Sway what? Yo, we got
beasts. You gotta hear this nigga.
I'm stealing your line right now. We got beasts up in here.
Thank you.
Yo, Smalls, you deserve another one.
That was dope, my guy. That
Young
was
dope. King.
Thank you.
Speaking of the greatness that is yourself, who do you think is the greatest rapper to come out of SA?
You're putting me on smash right now.
It's getting worse because I've got to count
greatest.
For one. Yeah, greatest of all time.
It doesn't have to be like age group, right?
Doesn't matter.
Honestly, I think it's Aries.
Hey! Okay, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah, okay. I do think he has a way with words. Definitely.
I would have thought you would say yourself, but yeah. that's just me.
Second to you, he's second to you, right? First him and then okay, Aries is second.
Okay, let's clear it up, Aries.
Who's the wackest? You gotta drop names.
People are gonna hate me for this.
Yo,
we've had people drop names. Hey, Joe, you gotta drop. Who did Chad Dan say?
Who said it? I forgot. But he mentioned somebody within the
Okay, let me put it like this. I don't think anybody's whack.
Who's the wackest nigga?
I think like people don't put in the same energy.
Who's that?
Okay.
There's no whack artist.
Who's that, that person that's not putting the energy?
No, I'm not gonna say that.
Okay, let's do it internationally. I understand you don't wanna burn bridges. Internationally, who do you think is whack as shit? Go ahead, please, Finch Ford.
The whole Lil Uzi gang,
Migos and the likes.
Yeah, I can't stand.
Yeah,
trap. Really?
I can't stand.
Trap.
Bitch, I'm a dog. Woof, brah. Not your vibe.
And this Gucci gang kid.
Yeah. Gucci gang kid. How whack is that 6ix9ine guy?
I'm not saying anything.
You have to say something. You the talent.
It's like there's a factory they make these people.
Right? There's always a new one.
But here's the thing. If they were whack, they wouldn't be where they are.
It's sensation, baby. It's sensation. It's pure sensation, my darling.
But I think I get what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So what Smalls is basically saying is that they have their lane.
Yeah.
In comparison to lyricism, they're whack. But they have their lane and they're thriving in that.
Because they do have fans.
Yeah.
Actual fans.
Yeah. So I think in that Youngblood, smart one.
Yeah.
Smart one. But you still didn't give us an answer.
He didn't give us an answer.
No, I'm not about that.
He's trying to secure the bag in the future, fam.
What kind of
in case there's a collabo? Remember,
he's not being afraid. I'm just respecting people's vibes.
This show rolls out internationally, so he's trying to like make sure that whenever someone listens to this, that he's not stepping on anyone's toes.
When I'm gonna steal this line from Sway? When you get on that show, you know it's the one platform you have to make a name for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And to call things as they are. Because who's going to respect you if you can't tell them to your face, Uti, your nigga, your shit in the one?
No,
shame, no pressure,
just
man.
Respect.
No pressure.
You respect people.
Okay. And we respect that you're such a respectful boy. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
My darling.
Reserve the comments. It's all good. It's all good. So, since you've started now formally doing this actively, how has it been like in terms of, have you gotten any gigs? How's the exposure been like? How's the marketing? How have the people been receiving you, starting from your hometown and at large?
Honestly speaking, I haven't been like receiving the reception that I was hoping for.
Okay.
But like there were some changes in terms of social media. I got like couple of followers on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. So the following grew.
Yeah. And yeah, pretty much it. Gigs, not any.
Not yet.
Yeah.
So have you done a gig, like a major gig, anything that you can think of that was like?
No.
So you haven't.
Like, the gigs that I performed at were like at my hometown.
Yeah.
Okay.
So hometown, how has it been like? The reception there.
Yeah. People like my music.
Yeah.
I just wanna give more. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of like TV. Content, just more content.
Yeah. Okay.
But just a word of advice, it does take time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep on doing what you're
and
doing.
And you keep on pushing. You just put in the hours, put in the work. I'm telling you, it will pay off. Because talent, I mean, we've had this chat before. There's many talented people, but it's the ones that work the hardest that get the job.
Get the job done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep on pushing, bro. I mean, you got a radio interview.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, and this is the Urban Culture Drive. And we don't just take anyone on this show. So
thank you for the
shout out to you, boo. Shout out to you.
I'd like to see if you want to thank us after the interview. I'm just saying. So I should rappers like to brag. No, brag about their commodity of, I got 1,000 songs, nigga. I got 2 external hard drives.
Yeah.
I've got a long life of music. Do you have a long life of music?
I have a bunch.
Well, after these
of songs,
new songs, Drive and the other one.
Yeah,
is it done?
I have a lot. It's probably like close to 500, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
Because I've lost drives before.
Yeah.
So it could have been more by now.
All of them say that though.
But like seriously, I'm for real.
I'm starting to think these rappers are lying to us.
No, I'm for real.
We must call SARS on them.
Actually,
where are the drives?
I didn't lose the drive. It actually broke.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
But you're a genius, bro. You're creative, so you'll create much more.
Much more, yeah.
Plus, I get about it in the creative process. Get the first couple of ideas out. Mm-hmm. Usually those are the work ones. And once the juice starts flowing, you get your hit things. Yeah. So those lost drives, those were the work songs.
I want to know from you, Smalls. have you dropped your songs on major platforms? So is it available on iTunes? Can we find your music there? Or are you still playing it very SoundCloud-ish?
I was going to say SoundCloud was a major, but since
No. We're just trying to understand. No pressure. Just trying to understand where you're at right now.
Yeah. Okay. I've used platforms like Slick Online.
Okay, beautiful. That's
and,
a good one.
And SoundCloud, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in terms of rotation and airplay, how's that going?
It's really well, actually.
Okay. Are you, except for our radio show, have you been receiving airplay on FM?
No.
Not yet. Okay.
But you're definitely knocking on that door.
Yeah, you. I mean, your music is dope, bro. Yeah, like, really. You. Like, you're good. You're good.
Let's see. I wanted to challenge you again, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna make him spit. No.
Like, it becomes tough. It becomes really tough.
Yeah.
Competition, ekaslako. Is there any? Is there none? Is the platform yours, or is there? Do you even look at it as competition, or do you look at it as more of partners in this music game?
Not to sound so arrogant or whatever, but like I feel like there's nobody that matches my music.
There we go.
Where I live. Where I live.
There we go.
I don't care. One.
I don't.
You have the likes of Questa. You have the likes of Reason. We have the likes of
Hey, I don't want to rain. I don't want to rain on anyone on anyone's parade. All right, but just from
so
my hood.
You're the next biggest one
of course,
to come out of K1.
I'm gonna be one of the greatest.
I must be a rapper. Did you hear that rhyme? You're the next biggest one to come out of K1.
Yeah. I mean, why don't y'all need to sign this nigga too?
Yeah. Sleeping on the pro.
Yeah.
So I want to hear your take on rap beats, which is always a thing when it comes to rappers. I want to know, what's your take on the Pusha T and Drake?
In terms of who?
Yeah, just what you? Yeah. From that perspective.
I feel like Pusha T won that battle.
Oh, really?
I feel like yeah.
Okay.
Because Drake really was like.
After Pusha released the last one, the last comeback, Drake was like, okay.
Yeah.
That's what y'all think, bitch. You thought.
I mean, Drake came. Like he really,
he came.
Yeah, he came. But like,
but he stepped back. Pause. That like,
yeah.
Okay, you done brought my baby into this.
Go fuck shit up now.
And my pop star, baby mama.
What do you think of the Meek Mill and Joe Budden beef? Do you know Joe Budden?
I don't know about that, but I do know
Joe Budden, the rapper. I mean, the R&B. What?
No, is that hip hop guy on thingy?
Oh, he's like an OG in hip hop.
Yeah, he's like an OG in hip hop. Yeah.
Slaughterhouse.
Yup. Yeah. I don't know. So what do you think about that? It's cool.
He doesn't know about the beef per se. It's fine. Don't worry. It's definitely not important.
Get out. Who's gonna do you think will win?
The thing is, Joe Budden's not a rapper.
Oh.
He's not a rapper, but he knows his stuff.
Okay.
He's like academics.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Same kind of vibe. All right, tell us. I want to know personally because I'm always interested in like the differences. So what, how would you describe your rap style?
My rap style.
Yeah.
Really, because the songs that are out now are just like how I was feeling before,
mm-hmm.
and now I feel like I've grown into trying to explain how I'm feeling or what goes on in my life. So you would really expect like heartfelt songs.
Mm-hmm.
Just grown.
Okay.
Grown.
So it's more about your inner personal thoughts and challenges that you're going through and what
face,
you're working on.
My
and
relationships, friendships
and
whatnot. Yeah.
So that's what you currently are, where you're currently at right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
And the songs.
And before it was like, I wasn't like really saying something. I was trying to prove how good I am.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like into that space where I can just take, like, if I wanted to talk about this bottle, I would just like break it down
and
explain
play with
it.
Words.
Yeah.
Let's hear what you gotta say. What do you wrong?
Sorry, I can never do you right when it's pretty bitches on side.
This is CliffCentral.com. just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said. Because we take it all.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Lerato Shabalala is back with a brand new episode on the latest episode of Living It Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Lerato chats to the owner of Andrew McKenzie Interiors. With a background in theatre and opera, Andrew talks about lighting trends for the rest of 2018 as well as decorating for quaint spaces. Download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Make sure to get new episodes every Thursday and explore interior design, making the best use of the space you have, how to make your room more intimate, and decor for kids and so much more. Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Are your windows and doors crying out for some much needed attention? Taylor Blinds or Shutters are the stylish solution to give them a breath of fresh air. Trusted, innovative, quality and style. Taylor Blinds and Shutters.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yay! As always, you killed it.
Standard procedure, man. Gotta get life read, man.
Those hotlines, those sex hotlines. Like,
yeah,
hello.
How are you, honey?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Young blood.
The number you have dialed is not available.
Hey. I drop and I ask for my airtime back. So, young blood, being fresh in the game with this ton of music and creativity that you wanna put out there and, you know, share with the people, who's the one artist that you would like to collaborate with if you are given a chance, like right now? Mm-hmm. Choose one person. And who's the one person you wouldn't even want to touch
in terms of work ethic as well, because everyone has like a rep.
Okay.
So
who would you want to work with, and who the one
who would you rather pass? You'd be like, ah, Kishab.
I know it sounds weird, but I'd like to work with MT.
Why would it sound weird?
No, because, you know, people always say he doesn't have bars and whatnot, but I think he's a great artist.
You understand what MT?
MT the Hustler, you already know.
Look at the amount of work MT has taken out.
That's one of the reasons why.
He's one of the hardest working guys out there.
He's out this world.
Yeah. And almost all his songs have a video. Like, do you understand the timing?
Yeah. Effort, bruh.
Yeah. It fucks with that. And then the one you wouldn't want to work with?
Does it have to be a hip hop artist?
Any artist
that you would like to work with and you wouldn't like to work with. So one is MT, the other one?
Problem is we have so much great artists in this country, but
internationally, if it's gonna.
So the one you wouldn't want to work with, I think you gave us one that you do want to work with. Mm-hmm. So who wouldn't you want to work with?
I'd say Lil Uzi,
Lil Uzi.
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't.
I think he's the cutest little
I don't even
baby.
Know this little Uzi.
Cause I can't hear
is that little.
What he's saying?
Yeah, no one can. Yeah.
Can anybody
mumble
hear
rap.
What they say
mumble
in,
rap.
In trap? But you understand the skill that is involved in that mumble
rap? I know. It's like the guy with a lifestyle. That's
a genius.
I guess so. I mean, is that what we call it nowadays?
Like, try and write that song, you'll see.
I guess so. But I want to know from you, Smalls, what are the projects that you're currently working on? What are you looking to do? What's happening in your head?
Right now I'm working on a project named titled Pressure.
Okay.
Cause
and what can we expect from Pressure?
A lot of classic beats.
Okay.
Classic beats.
Any features?
No.
No features.
No features.
Ach, okay.
One man.
Yeah.
One man.
Because I feel like, you know, I've said what I wanted to say, so you can't say what I want to say.
There we go.
Yeah.
So
I said what I said.
You won't kill that track.
Yeah. And a couple of videos.
Awesome. I think that would be really cool.
And your management or another, like, company wise,
are you going
to
outsource?
To work with for videos. You want to do it yourself?
There's a person that we worked on my first music video.
Oh, you have a video?
Yeah.
Why don't I know about this?
It's called Dope Boy. The video is called Dope Boy.
You gotta find this.
Yeah, Dope Boy on YouTube. yeah, that's the guy we're gonna work with. And in terms of gigs, I hope, God willing, I hope this summer I get gigs.
No, nigga, you will get.
No, you will. Yeah. Starting from spring, even, man. Don't I couldn't if there's festivals every single day.
Don't know.
So, yeah.
Put it out there and say, this summer I'm getting gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This summer I'm getting gigs.
But you're already getting gigs. I mean, don't take the little things for granted.
Yeah.
You're already getting gigs in your hometown. People know your music. That's how you eventually got to be here.
Yeah.
So, that's a step in the right direction, right?
Of course, yeah.
Some smalls for all the fans and everyone that's listening that want to reach you or chat to you or engage, or even the incredible people that listen to our show around the world. Mr. Sway himself, listen here. Where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I use the same handle.
Okay.
It's smalls_ZA.
Smalls_ZA. Guys, you heard it from the man himself.
All platforms, yeah.
Okay, now Smalls, we are going to take you to another level.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Born ready.
Let's see.
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Ho! Smash or marry?
And once again, you're tuned into another segment of Smash or Marry. Now, I hope you're ready, Smalls. This game kind of fucks with your morals and everything you've ever believed in life.
It just messes
you up. This is what publicists usually call a PR nightmare. Because we always have people in here with their publicists, and once we get here, it gets a little intense.
Yeah.
So it's called Smash or Marry. I'll throw a name at you. You'll tell me if you'll smash or if you will marry this person. Just to make it even out the playing field, these people don't have money. Because usually I'll throw out a name, people will be like, "Ah, oh, yeah, I'll smash because they've got racks."
When they're mine.
These people are broke as shit. So, yeah, you can't even smash them because they racked up.
And you can get a girl or a guy, so it's gender fluid.
And Mr. Finch, you're playing along.
Yep. You're in
it. Act like you know. Act like you guys better represent your brand really well today. No, I'm joking. Play around. It's gender fluid. It's quick play. And everyone gets to play. I'll start with you, Smalls.
All right.
Lil Uzi. Smash or marry?
Smash. Smash.
Would you be top or bottom?
Top. Damn.
Right. Obvious. I mean, most people want to be top. Mr. Finch.
Yes.
Floyd Chivambu.
Yo,
marry.
Okay.
No Rex.
I'd marry him.
Okay. Just in jail. Maybe he's a smart guy type thing. Yeah. Okay. Would you be top or bottom in the situation?
I'd be behind.
Hey. Okay.
Hello. Okay. He likes to take control.
Job.
Yo, babe.
Finch.
Smash. And I'll be behind.
Oh, no.
Oh, and you'll be behind.
I'll be behind. Yeah.
I'm walking out.
Smalls.
Yep.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn. Mary.
Okay. Cool. Finch.
You do know Caitlyn.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you know. Finch.
Okay.
Yes.
Job.
Ah, now you're retaining. It's too quick. Skip one round, Chief. It's too quick.
Smash.
And you'd be top, ne?
I'll smash.
You'd be behind.
Now you'd be behind. Now he's behind. Now you see.
Correction.
Squeeze. Nah. Can't do that. Must be when. Why are you scoring?
Okay, Joby. Naz.
Yo, what? Marry that nigga.
Alright. Mr. Man. Smalls. Yeah. Anelim daughter.
I'd smash.
Alright, Finch. Sia Kulisi.
Marry.
Okay.
Okay.
Job.
Babe.
Naledi Pandor.
Marry.
Okay. Last round. Smalls. Jay-Z.
I'd marry, yeah. I'd marry Jay-Z.
Okay. Finch. Tamar Braxton.
Yo, smash.
Alright.
Smash.
Joby.
Yeah.
Romeo Kumalo.
Smash.
He's so pretty. Smash. Yeah, totally. And I'll end this off. I'll end it with you, Smalls. Right. Finch.
I'd marry.
Okay, cool.
I'm wife material.
Let me throw one in the woodwork. Let me fuck with your models for real.
Come
Let's
on.
See your borderline. That little boy from Home Alone in that age.
What's his name again? How you can't know that? That's yeah. that's pedophilia, yeah. bruh.
Let's see
that's rapey as fuck, dog. Let's nah, we gotta keep them at an adult age.
There was a thing here where the 16-year-old married a 40-something-year-old woman.
Nah, I can't be smashing that child. It's wrong.
I told you I'm gonna play with your morals. Smash your morals.
Yep.
Smash your Mary.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Toby.
Something
his real name.
That skinny, long face.
Yeah, boy. I know.
Yeah. Let's see how fucked up you are.
Kill me, please.
Nah,
I can't answer this. Sorry, I don't want to do time for the crime and the feds. I don't need the feds on my ass.
We promise we won't judge.
Give me someone else, but Hunklin, that's kids, bro. You can't.
I wanted to throw that word, but it's
but as a grown-up, would I smash or marry him?
Yeah.
As a grown-up,
okay,
I would probably just smash and, like, peace out. Ah, smash. For a couple of times. Smash him a couple of times.
Frank. From Shameless.
Mm. Oh my god! Oh.
Yes. Yes, actually.
God. I'd like totally just smash once. But I want to be so passed out, like I want to be drunk as shit.
And get tested afterwards. Cause that
no, we're using a condom, dog.
Even with a condom, that nigga.
Yo, what's up? This is Brendan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, Lucas Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Kregel 6. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, Lucas, Candace, Kregel 6. Urban Culture Drive.
I so love that. Boom. Anyway, you still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive.
Very much so, guys. Don't forget to interact with us on the socials at Urban Culture Drive. We're available on all of them. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn. We are on Cumtree. We are on fucking, what's the other one? Mixit.
Yeah.
WeChat.
You can even find us on Ashley Madison.
Ooh, child.
Let's talk about the fucking Yo, Young King.
What's up?
Been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One thing that I want to find out from you. You have a long career ahead of you. Mm-hmm. It's open nowadays. Like, anything is possible. Your Kendrick Lamar's are acting now.
Yeah.
And they're killing it. So, aside from the music, what do you want to see yourself having achieved through this media platform?
I'd like to take the directing part, like being behind the camera,
yeah,
and being able to, you know, edit the footage of the whatever
is it music shot. So you want to go the music video route or the TV and production route?
I like to start off by doing documentaries,
yeah,
like, you know,
yeah,
yeah, stuff like that.
Fox, you know? Yeah. I want to do that too. So ultimately, when you go 6 feet under, what do you want to be remembered for?
Being humble,
yeah,
first of all. Being humble,
that's
and just
first. That's a first.
Yeah.
You actually deserve this.
Thank you. And just being a great person. Just treating people as if I was
one of them. You yeah. are one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the stubborn
just
shit.
Being a person, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it because you like it, not because you wanna be
yeah.
above others. It's dope.
And
it's dope.
That's pretty much it.
And Mr. Flinch Ford.
Yes, sir.
Well, what about you? What's your long-term vision? What's your goals? What's your legacy that you want to leave behind?
I want to live freely.
Yeah.
I'm talented with a lot of things, you know, but I just want to live my life and capitalize on all my talents, you know,
and have the freedom to do all of it.
Yeah, and just do it without being judged or without looking at anybody else. And ultimately, I plan to inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and I'm slowly getting there.
Awesome.
I will get there.
You guys are.
God knows, I'll get there.
Yeah.
You guys have incredible.
From your mouth to God's
ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for coming through. It's been an incredible show, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
And I really, like, you are a humble guy, and I hope that the industry doesn't change that, because it happens.
Yeah. I believe it's your first interview, right?
No, it's my second.
Second interview. So we one of the prime people.
Amen.
To say we saw
we
the
done
boy
discovered this boy first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So rise star, but in shine bright and rise high. Yeah.
So when we see you in like,
hopefully this is not the last time.
Definitely not. When we see you in like the next 2-3 years. Can you please acknowledge us in public?
Of course.
Can you act like you know us at least?
Of course.
Can we get some backstage passes? Like,
VIP. Plus backstage. We want the free food. We want the booze.
We don't want nothing. Just take it.
I mean, this is you're playing a part in creating.
Just take it. That's what we want.
Yeah.
No money. We won't ask you for bad bears. That's your day. Deal with that.
Stop.
He's gonna be there. Are we?
Of course.
No, boy. Thanks for coming through. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for the 16.
Thank you.
Not a lot of guys would come.
Multi-talented
like
young
that,
man.
Especially being put under the spot. Much love and all the blessings and great wishes that you can ever get.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Away.
Thank you for having us.
Sure.
It's a pleasure.
This is CliffCentral.com.